Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Our purpose is to help you with your English language learning, but in particular, to help you arrive at being fluent in English. And that means lots of listening practice. If you want to automatically get English grammar right, then listen, listen, listen. If you listen to enough English speaking, grammar will eventually become automatic for you. You'll just get it right, without effort, without thinking about it. That's what we're aiming to help you do. If you like what we're doing and you listen on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to page down and give us a star rating, or even better, practice your written English and give us a review on there. Or on any of the other platforms where you listen to Adept English, we'd be really happy if you did that. So, with all that in mind, today's podcast. One of the things which English language learners find difficult, English verbs that are irregular in the past tense. These can be a pain in the neck for language learners. That means they're difficult. So, let's do some practice. First of all, how do regular verbs go in the simple past and the perfect tense? So here are some regular verbs and their regular past tenses. The verb to work. Simple past tense, I worked. Perfect tense, I have worked. The verb to follow. Simple past tense, I followed. Perfect tense, I have followed. One more. The verb to open. Simple past tense, I opened. Perfect tense, I have opened. So those ones are quite easy, aren't they? You just add ed onto the end of the verb. And the past participle, that's the worked in I have worked, or the followed in I have followed, it's the same as the simple past. I worked, I followed. But often in irregular verbs, the simple past and the past participle don't just break the rule of adding ed for the past tense, but they also are different from each other too. For example, the verb to know, I know in the present tense. K-N-O-W becomes I knew in the simple past tense and I have known in the perfect tense. So, I knew Matthew when he was in school, or I have known Matthew for a long time. So, the simple past tense is knew, K-N-E-W, and the past participle is known, K-N-O-W-N. To know is a common verb, so you may be aware of this one. But let's practice some other common verbs which are irregular in the past tense. English speaking practice tips. You have to hear the irregular verbs lots of times before you remember them automatically and use them yourself. In these sentences, I'll tell you what the verb is, for example, to speak or to write, and then I'll give you a sentence which uses the simple past and the perfect tense, but I'll say, where they go in the sentence. Your job is to see if you can say the correct part of the verb, the bit I'm missing out. So test yourself, see if you can remember the correct part of these irregular verbs in the past tense. Number one, verbs to speak and to write. I have with my uncle on the phone this morning, and I have him an email as well. You can pause and replay if you need to. Number two, verbs to speak and to write again. I with George on the phone yesterday, and I an email to his sister last week. Number 3. Verb to wear. W-E-A-R. What did your sister to the theatre last time? She a red dress that she hadn't before. I'll say that one again. What did your sister to the theatre last time? She a red dress that she hadn't before. Number 4. Verb to stand. S-T-A-N-D. I on the station platform in the same place that I had previously. And that's in the past tense. I on the station platform in the same place that I had previously. Number 5. The verb to take. I my dog for a walk last Wednesday without realising that my husband had already him out. Number 6. Verb to begin. I had my study of philosophy in school aged 16 years, but I my philosophy degree in 2017. Number 7. Verb to drive. I my car for 40 miles before recognising that I had down that same road before. Number 8. Verb to do. Did you cut the grass? Yes, I it yesterday. I hope I've it well enough for you. Okay, how did you find that? If it was easy, then great. If not, you might want to stop this podcast right here and go back to the beginning of the exercise and listen again. That will give you another chance to do the quiz before I tell you the answers. And I will tell you the answers in a minute because it's important that you hear them because that's how you learn. But first of all, just a reminder that you can buy our Course 1 Activate Your Listening on our website at adeptenglish.com. This course will introduce you to common vocabulary for 3 topics: Britain and the UK, food and education. The course also introduces you to English conversation, so you can practice your understanding of 2 people speaking and hear other people speak besides me. Anyway, back to the quiz. Let me just say the answers to the quiz, and it will help you to hear these irregular verbs being used. Hearing them over and over makes your remembering much more automatic. Number 1. Verbs to speak and to write. I have spoken with my uncle on the phone this morning and I have written him an email as well. Number 2. Verbs to speak and to write again. I spoke with George on the phone yesterday and I wrote an email to his sister last week. Number 3. Verb to wear. W-E-A-R. What did your sister wear to the theatre last time? She wore a red dress that she hadn't worn before. Number 4. Verb to stand. S-T-A-N-D. I stood on the station platform in the same place that I had stood previously. So that one's the same. Number 5. Verb to take. I took my dog out for a walk last Wednesday without realising that my husband had already taken him out. Number 6. Verb to begin. I had begun my study of philosophy in school aged 16 years, but I began my philosophy degree in 2017. Number 7. Verb to drive. I drove my car for 40 miles before recognising that I had driven down that same road before. Number 8. Verb to do. Did you cut the grass? Yes, I did it yesterday. I hope I've done it well enough for your high standards. Okay, so you may have found that really easy or you may have found it more difficult. If you want to make using these irregular verbs in the past tense much easier, if you want to make it automatic when you're doing English speaking and you want to improve your speaking skills, then listen to this podcast a number of times, particularly the part where I give you the answers, and then go back to the part where the questions are to see if you can give the right answers. That will help it become more automatic. Anyway, I hope you enjoy challenging yourself today with this and being more active in the podcast. This will move you towards more advanced English speaking. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.